We got to turn down the music, though.
Yeah, we got it. We're live.
It's all right.
Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and a welcome to Branded for June 12, 2024, sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, live from Matangas Pizzeria in San Antonio for Week 14, Game 11. He's Tom Manas, head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Judkins, your host. Let's get this started. Be a part of the team tonight by chiming in on the chat. Tell us where you're from, comment, question, and so on. And go on and like and subscribe while you're at it. Coach, any words before we kick off tonight?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we've got a full show. We've got some players coming up. And we'll be right back with our first quarter. When we return, you are watching Branded.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Gunslingers, let's go, baby!
Woo! That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
...2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
And welcome back to Branded, our first quarter. We have a comment from Mission Highlighter already about who bought themselves the belt buckle tumbler. And from XFL Mike G, is there a layaway plan for that?
Given no, that, they're worth every penny, though. I'll tell you what, those are fantastic.
We have to have items for all levels, and that is definitely a premier item.
Yeah, and it's probably the ultimate collector's item too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Branded is brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. And Coach, it's the first quarter, so let's talk about the last quarter, the last game as a review. Duke City put up one heck of a fight here on the road after traveling quite a ways.
Well, I mean, yeah, but you know, you put Duke City in the Eastern Conference, they're probably in first or second place. I mean, they're a good football team. Make no mistake about it. You know, I think they've lost 4 or 5 games by 1 point, 3 points.
One score.
Yeah.
Always one score.
One score. They're a good football team. I was real proud of our guys and our effort and the way we finished the game, in particular. I've been listening to people last few days talking about, oh, how can you just barely beat a team that's 1-8 and da da da. Hey, I've known teams that are 1-8 that are 1-8 because of reasons outside of their control too. And I'll tell you what, that is the best 1-8 team in the country. They're a good football team. I was proud of the win. We walked away with the win. We won 5 of our last 7 games. If you want to find something to bitch about, yeah, you could probably find things to bitch about. But if not, I mean, a win is a win. And at the end of the year, our goal is getting the playoffs and take it as far as we can. So, you know, be happy with the victory and be proud of the guys.
And how many times have you said the hardest thing to do is to win a professional game?
I challenge all the people writing stuff to win one game in their lifetime in a professional football game, let alone try to win, you know, a dozen of them a year. And I'm not trying to be hypercritical of the fans. They're entitled to their opinion. But just remember, you're fans, okay? You're fans for us. And understand that there's always a reason behind things. Hey, look, we've been banged up pretty good the last 3 weeks. People are saying things about the offense and this and that. The offense carried us. As a matter of fact, I mean, you look at Casanova, he's number one passing quarterback in the league, 243 yards, total of 243 passing yards. Then you look at 197 completions, 53 touchdowns. He had his 50th touchdown in the Duke City game, okay?
That's passing alone.
Passing alone.
Right.
Okay. 359 total yards. Then you have another, you know, only 3 interceptions. Okay, so we played 10 games. The guy's had 3 interceptions. He averages 215 yards, 0.9 a game with a 69.9% completion. You know, and the thing about it, he's number one in the country out of all 16 teams. Okay, so when you say something about our offense, know what you're talking about. You know, the offense, yeah, has it not looked as good as it did, let's say, in the first couple games? Yeah, it did. It hasn't, but we played 9 games in a row. And our guys, you know, if you play one professional football game, you're sore and beat up. And we had some injuries, but a lot of our guys played through them. And were they 100%? No, maybe 70% when they played. And we still won, is the point. And then we got the bye week. And I'll tell you, we're really, really looking forward to playing Mass next week. But I want to continue on with the offense. Number one in the league, number one in passing offense, number two in overall offensive scoring, number two in offensive kicking. We're number two in that in the country. First down conversions, we're in second place on first down conversions. First place in third down conversions and fourth place in fourth down conversions. And again, that's out of 16 teams, okay? And again, I'm going to remind people, we won 5 of our last 7 games, okay? Nobody's done that with the start that we had as a brand new franchise in this league. So a lot to be proud of, especially with these refs who suck. Then we have time of possession. And we're number one in the league in that. We've had the ball 326.57 minutes. We averaged 32.41 minutes per game. Murray, Naquan Murray, number three in the league in receiving, 553 yards. He's in top 10 in scoring. DJ Myers, number 9 in the league in receiving, 551 yards. Kali Richard, number 14 in the league with 522 yards. And now keep in mind with receivers, there's probably four or five receivers on every team. So you take that number times 16, and these guys are in the top 15. Okay.
And this is a team that doesn't have just one receiver that's the preferred receiver that gets the majority
right.
of the catches
Correct.
Of the team. Not even close.
And then we got T.C. Stevens. You know, he's number 10 in the league in scoring. Our kicker.
Yep, number one with deuces.
Number one with deuces, but he scored 57 points for us this season, okay? And then we got the defensive stats where fumbles recovered. We got Khalif Finley. He's number one in the league. Fumbles forced. We got Voiles and Duck. Voiles is number four in the league. Duck is 14 in the league. Interceptions. Duck is in fifth place. With four, and Davenport's in 15th place with two. So here's my point, right, is that it's easy to just throw out hyperbole about a unit or whatever without knowing. Here's the thing. What kind of coach would I be, Ralph, if I sat up on – you know, Wednesday, and I said, okay, and this guy's injured, and this guy's injured, but they're going to try to play Saturday, and this guy's injured, and this guy's got a tweak, but we hope he'll be okay for Saturday. We know this show gets watched by other coaches.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so, other fans.
You know, guys, be smart enough to know I'm not going to talk about injuries on a coach's show. That's, one, that's not the purpose of it, and two is it would... If it doesn't help us, I'm not going to say anything, okay? So just understand that, be proud of your team. They played remarkably well the last seven games in particular. The offense played remarkably well in the first three games, but now the defense is starting to gel and come into its own. And again, did we want to peak in, you know, May?
No.
We want to peak in July. And make our push. You know, interestingly enough, are we okay on time? I don't
yeah.
want to go. Okay. Interestingly enough, I sat with the team today, and I said, I'm going to give you guys a roadmap to the championship. I'm an analog guy living in a digital world, right? So I come out with my notepad, and I got everything. And what I did was I looked at every contending team for the playoffs in the West and who they have to play between now and July 20th, okay? And in the first half of the season, all your top teams didn't play each other.
Right, and now they will.
And now they have to.
Right.
Okay, so you have the Vegas is playing the Bay Areas, you have the Northern Arizona playing the Arizonas, you have this playing San Diego playing this guy, that guy, whatever. So all the teams that have played or have to play now, we control our own destiny, is what I told the team. And I said, and the way we do that is by just winning and not looking past any opponents, which we don't do, but our Super Bowl is Saturday against Mass. And if we beat Mass and those other teams have to play each other, those people that are ahead of us right now, one of them's going to lose. As long as we keep winning and they keep having to play each other and someone's going to keep going further and further down and we're moving up the way we should be moving up. But, you know, our plan is still to be in the playoffs. Our plan is to take this thing as far as we can go. And optimistically, my plan is always to try to win the championship. So all that being said, I'm not saying cut us a break, fans, but be a little understanding that we're working within the confines of a 21-man roster. We don't have 53 guys where you can say, hey, he's got a sore ankle, he's got a hamstring, let's bring in Johnny. There is no Johnny. Okay, there's 21 of them. And typically, you're talking about keeping five receivers, maybe four DBs, four linemen. So one guy goes down, and not only do they have to be ready to play on Saturday, they have to do every single rep at practice. And scout team, okay. So we're going to do what we need to do and keep that information in house. And hopefully, our fans will understand the reasoning. It's not because I'm trying to be deceptive in any way. It's just that that's something we just don't put out there.
So before we close out the quarter, we've got just a few moments. What would you say about the team has been the biggest improvement over the first half of the season? What are you seeing now that you weren't seeing early on?
Well, we're getting continuity. We've been together longer than a couple games. Keep this in mind, everybody. When we joined this league, we played 5 games in the month of April. And we played 3 games in 12 days, okay? What that means is this. If you had to make an adjustment or change personnel or bring in a different guy, you didn't have time to. You literally did not have time to make some of the corrections that were necessary. As we got into a rhythm and the games became more Saturday to Saturday, we were able to do that. I think defensively has probably had the greatest improvement. But again, we only have 3 guys on the current defense that have been with us since the start. Everybody else is new that we brought in. And when we brought them in, we struggled a couple games because it was the first time they had played together. Now that they've played together, practiced together, and done all that for multiple games, our communication's better on the field, our communication's better in the meeting rooms, and I think that's been the biggest improvement, is that we've gotten better not only on the field but in the meeting rooms as well.
Sounds like a good stopping point. We'll come back with some of your comments. Saw a few comments here in the chat we'll be back with. And we'll be back with our first player guest when we return for the second quarter. You're watching Branded, sponsored by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, live from Matanga's Pizzeria.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
Tune in this Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch the San Antonio Gunslingers on KCWX-TV. Get ready for some thrilling football action. Make sure you're tuned in. This is not football as you know it. Don't miss it.
And welcome back to Branded. Let's scroll through some comments here and get Coach's reaction. Folks in the house here, it's about to get a little spicy. So here we go with the first comment out here from Guns Up, asking if Sam Castronova was hurt or have the other teams just figured out your offense?
Yeah, we're in so much trouble. We don't know what we're going to do. Everyone knows our offense, and Sam's going to be on crutches the rest of the week. So we'll just hope for the best.
Monica Martin commenting on my attire tonight, new dress code. Actually, yes, Monica, thank you for asking. From here on in, it is strictly business. all the way through. We're not just a fan cast show. We are the coaches show. And so this is going to be my dress code the rest of the way is strictly business.
It won't be mine.
Going forward. But this is the coach's business attire.
Okay.
But enough about that. Let's see. We did have a comment about who bought themselves the belt buckle tumbler. And I can't answer that one. Let's see. Monique Duck chiming in saying she's watching from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay. And is that your mom? Okay.
And Clifton's here in the audience. You want to wave back at her? Wave back. The camera's right over my shoulder right there. Yeah, there's
the boys. He's going to be on shortly.
Yep, yeah. In just a moment. Let's see here. We had additional chattering commentary about the line. Where was it here? Chris Vice saying we won't be able to kick deuces in the arena in Lowell because it's just impossible.
Yeah, you're probably right. We should probably not even bring a kicker this week.
And Alexander B. saying, what do you see as the biggest challenge heading into the back half of the year?
The biggest challenge? That's a legitimately good question. I think the biggest challenge is, one, staying as healthy as possible, not only for game day, but during the week, throughout the week, and getting equal preparation, right? It's a balancing act. That's a huge challenge in 100-degree weather here in San Antonio. But we're doing a good job of balancing it right now. And the other thing is always looking to improve. Every day, we live by the mantra of trying to be the best version of ourselves. And so every single day, we're going to come at it with trying to get better than yesterday. And that sometimes gets challenging when your body's sore, you're tired, and, you know, it's a grind. So we've got the right team to do it, though. I'm feeling very confident that we're going to be there.
Chris Weiss, of course, definitely a partisan for Massachusetts, saying, Coach, have you watched film, that D-line probably giving you nightmares?
No. The flight gives me nightmares. The D-line doesn't give me any problem. I'm okay with our O-line. I'm just thinking of sitting in that plane seat for as long as we have to. But other than that, nope. That's the only nightmares I have.
And I think Chris anticipated that, saying, already got the plane ticket booked to Michigan after the game, long day coming.
Well, Michigan, huh?
He thinks you're going back to Michigan after
the... I don't fly in for games, but no. We'll be okay. We'll be all right. Yeah, we're coming back to San Antonio and getting ready to leave for Northern Arizona.
And Lori Lerma says, in response to all the spicy comments, you tell him, Coach, with laughter emoji.
All right.
Thank you. And I guess.
Well, there was one, though, that said I made excuses.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's.
I saw that.
I thought you addressed that one early on. Let's see here. Lori Green's comment sounds
Lori
like
Green.
Leslie Green.
Leslie
I'm sorry.
Green.
We've got to give credit where credit's due. Sounds like a lot of excuses, and she had the guts to put that up on there. So,
I guess when you talk about a season, and you talk about injuries, and you talk about grinding through, and you talk about dealing with some referee issues, when the clock expires and they're able to call timeout 3 seconds after it's on double zero, that's not...
After a false start.
Right. That's not an excuse. That is, you're competing against that kind of stuff, okay? I'll tell you, Leslie, exactly what I told the team. No excuses, and it's obvious we got to win by as many points possible because we're never going to get a good call when it comes down to it. Okay, so we're not living by excuses. We're not going to treat them that way. If you take the information I gave you as an excuse, we'll just leave it at that, because I think what I was trying to do is give you a detailed explanation of what the circumstances were for the game.
And a palate cleanser ending question.
And another thing, I don't have to make excuses. We won.
Right.
Okay, thank you very much.
And a palate cleansing question at the end from XFL Mike G. Where's little coach?
Oh, so little coach, my man. I knew this was going to happen. Susan came in, fell in love with them. part of that was that in the heat here is not great for a bulldog, English bulldog. So he's spending the summer in Michigan.
And I'm sure he's much happier.
Oh, he's much happier.
Those of you who know dogs, the amount of space in their nasal passage for regulating body temperature is minuscule compared to the rest of the
and
snout.
And their paws, too, when they had the baby paws. So, so it's just, I miss them already.
Who else you got to talk to
Susan
at night?
Susan says, well, do you miss them? And I said, I miss them between 7 and 9 p.m.
Yes.
Because that's when I'm finally done with everything. And I'm sitting there watching TV, and he would sit on my lap. We'd watch football, and that's what I miss. So.
And he never fights you for the remote?
No, and he doesn't talk back or say I'm making excuses.
Or make comments.
Leslie.
Or make comments.
I'm just kidding, Leslie. I value everyone's opinion. Just know that I don't have the luxury of speaking to the fans in a way that is probably very candid, because I have a proprietary responsibility to my 25 players and my owners to only provide the information necessary that goes out.
Defend the brand, and we will bring on a representative of the brand here in just a moment. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with Jevon Sanders in about 30 seconds. Don't go anywhere, folks. Quick.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers and South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
Put that right there at the corner of your mouth right here. See how I got mine? Yeah. All right, and we're back in 3, 2... And welcome back to Branded, live from Matanga's Pizzeria. Branded brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring. Joining us here in the booth and making his debut is Jevon Sanders. Gio, how you doing tonight? Welcome to Branded.
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here.
Let's say that again. I had you on mute.
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here. Ready for some questions.
Okay.
And here's one of my excuses. By the way, he had actually injured his foot during the game, and he's an integral part of our defense. He plays the middle, which is basically the quarterback of the backfield on defense. And
that what you used to call the jack in the old days?
No. We're talking about the basically the safety.
Okay. Right?
The middle guy who takes their best high motion receiver. Okay, so when you lose someone like that, and Clifton came in and did a great job on short notice to do it, to take that position and change his position to do that. So those are facts, not excuses, but that's part of a game where, hey, another one was when we had Boyles. Boyles had a little incident with the heat, okay? And had to come out, and we put Bird in, who's an offensive lineman, playing defensive end, and did a great job for us.
He put down some serious wood on a couple plays.
Right, but that's, again, what you're dealing with this time of the year in football.
Well, since we brought him on, let's learn a little more about it. Tell us about your football curriculum vitae, where you've been, where you started, where'd you play?
Yeah, my story or career is very fascinating, I would have to say. Came out of high school, actually wrestled in college. I wrestled at the University of Pittsburgh for a year. Then ended up playing at St. Francis in college, also Western Michigan. And then I'm here now playing for the Gunslinger. So I've been all over the place, but I'm glad to be here, and it's a great experience so far being a rookie.
I can see why Coach would like you because of the wrestling experience, because this guy is very big on hand-to-hand, close-quarter combat. And, as a wrestler, you don't mess with wrestlers. You can fight with anyone you want to, but once a wrestler gets a hold of you, it's over.
Yeah, I think wrestling has, helped me in football a lot with tackling and just knowing how to take people down.
I would imagine so.
It's a leverage game.
Right.
That's what Agreed. It is. It's a leverage game. Yep. And that's great. So, all right. Talk to us about the defensive backfield. From when you got here and we went through our growing pains to now.
I think the defensive backfield now is awesome, you know. I'm out this week. We have Clifton Duck, and he's an awesome player. He can communicate well. He's great at playing the ball. We have Davenport, tremendous player, a veteran. You know, we have Trey Long. We have a bunch of players that can really play.
Wiley,
We have Wiley as well. We have some great players, and I believe in them, and I believe they're going to get it done this weekend. I know I can, you know, take the week off and get my ankle better, and I can trust these guys to go out there, communicate well, and to play well.
And we didn't have that. You know, that's what I was trying to explain to everybody. When we started the season, I want you to think about this. This is where some changes, I think, need to be made in indoor football. One is you only get 2 weeks of camp, and you have no preseason, okay? And so when you only have 2 weeks, what happens the first week? Everyone's fighting just to make team.
Right, to get a job. It's a job
interview. So then you really only get a week to get ready for the season with the guys that are going to be there, right? And then you start, and then when you have the three games like we did in such short order, there was no time to make adjustments. So Gio went through the same things that we talked about where we knew what we wanted to do, but we probably either didn't have the right personnel or the right scheme in place for the personnel we had, right? So while the offense was clicking, because it's throw the ball, catch the ball, we're trying to figure out everything from the rules on defense, illegal defenses, and things like that.
And what the referee thinks is illegal defense on a given play.
Agreed.
Inside the red zone.
It's definitely, yeah, don't get me started. I mean, that's, yeah.
I want to keep us on track. I mean, don't want to get them started on that one.
We had two touchdowns.
Uh-oh, too late.
Against Duke City that should not have been touchdowns for Duke City. They PI'd. They pass interfered with you once. They pushed you in the back, and the other one was
blatantly.
Duck, where they about knocked, you know, the guy literally pushed him. And then when I went to the ref, because I was so irate at the last one, and he flagged me. I said, of course you did, you know. But he flagged me, and I just asked him a question. He said, it was a football move. Well, hell, if that's a football move, we should be pushing guys around all the time, you know, and not
right.
worry about it. But you know,
I do have a fan question from Monica Martin from Sports Coast to Coach asking, do you have a specific game prep routine on game day?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a real game prep routine. You know, I wake up. I'm a very chill guy. You know, I get to the stadium, you know, listen to some gospel music, and just lay on the field and just relax. I like to be very relaxed and not get to focus on the game to where I can't communicate or I can't play well. I just like to be real relaxed and cool and be able to play my game that way the best. So hopefully that answered the question.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got their own style. That's yours, you know, so it's great. Anybody else?
Haven't had any other ones except Bob Butch from the Sharks saying hail to Pitt. I'm not sure if that was a rivalry comment.
No, hail to Pitt. He's a Pitt fan.
Right.
Yeah.
It's okay. So that was with the background. Monica.
Thank you for asking the question.
Monica saying, great answer. Appreciate it. Appreciating the response.
Thanks for asking. Yeah. Good. Well, okay. So last thing I wanted to kind of get into with you. When you're not playing football, where do you stay at? That's one. Where do you live? And then the other thing is, what do you do in the off season, besides get ready for next season? But what do you do in general?
First, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and in the off season, what I do back home, I have my degree in accounting, so you know I work in the office, and you know in the off season, and really I'm a stay at home guy. I'm about to get married here in August. I have
congratulations.
Thank you. I have a
when in August?
August 10th. 11.
Now, see,
11.
That's not going to work.
That's a problem. We're
11.
Busy.
After win the championship.
The championship's on the 17th.
I thought it was the 10th.
I don't know. When is it?
It's the 10th.
You're not going to get your deposit back. I'm just telling you.
Never get married as soon as the season's over.
Hey, okay. I'll tell you what. Yeah. In Vegas. You're right. You're going to get married by Elvis.
In Vegas.
Going to end up
in a little chapel on the street. You know, you're... You're in Henderson, Nevada. Just drive a little north, and you're in Vegas.
From your mouth to God's ears. Yeah. We hope that happens. Yeah. We hope it's a problem.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. But besides that, I hang out with my son. You know, I take him to the park on a bye week. He wanted to go to the park every day. It was nice back home. He was on the swing set for, you know, 2 hours. So I'm a very simple guy. Just hang out with the family. You know, I'm the oldest of 9 siblings, so I hang out with my little brothers. They love to see me. That's about it. I don't do too much. Play the game. I love to play video games. But see what Sam, we play the video games a lot. So
now, you have your CPA?
No, just a bachelor's in accounting.
Okay.
But that's something I look forward to.
Because I've never met a CPA safety.
You might. Give me a couple years.
Right. There you go.
Well, and good. Monique Duck asking a question. Gio, how are you adjusting to the Texas heat? Has it affected your game at all?
I actually don't think it has. I mean, when we came into camp the first week, it took a little bit of adjustment, but I think it's actually helped my conditioning, you know. But actually, when I came back from the bye week, it hit me again. Getting off the plane, I got the hotel. At 9 o'clock at night, it's 95 degrees. Yeah. I said, how?
Well, the tarmac is very hot. The heat just comes off of there.
No, it's hot.
It is.
I don't care where you're at.
They crack the hatch, and that melty heat just comes on board.
But to finish that question, I think it actually elevated my game. Better conditioning.
Yeah. And we do condition.
We do, and it helps you mentally.
Right. It does. Anything else?
Favorite restaurant in Pittsburgh? That's a great question.
Okay.
Hey, what is it?
Bob's asking, yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. That is a great question.
Okay, well.
I don't got one for you.
I'm trying to think of the
well,
name.
A lot of people like Permane Brothers. It's a Pittsburgh thing. They put fries on their sandwiches. It's pretty good, but I don't really have a favorite restaurant. I apologize. Permane, you see? They know.
Yep, they know.
Gotcha.
Favorite WWE wrestler.
Oh, you're getting all kinds of questions. Yeah. Stacy asking.
Growing up, probably John Cena.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't see me.
Okay.
There you go. Well, hey, listen, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you to the fans and all the questions.
Yeah, we're going to let you get some rest, and we got a big week ahead of us. So thanks again.
All right, you're watching Branded Live from Matanga's Pizzeria in Shirts, Texas. We'll be back with the third quarter and our next player guest in just a moment.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Welcome to the Vegas!
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard, and we play hard, and eat good pizza.
Hey Gunslingers, come try Matanga's, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matanga's near you.
Guns up, slices up.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
We all need.
And welcome back to the third quarter of Branded, presented by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, tradition of excellence and a legacy of caring. And now on the hot seat is Clifton Duck. And I got to say, Coach, I don't know all the players in the league, and I certainly don't know the players that you know, but when I heard that you brought on Clifton Duck and that he was with us, I reacted immediately because I knew who he was. And I think San Antonio is about to find out.
How'd you know about him?
How did I know about Clifton Duck? Well, he played in the NAL, but last year he was on one of the teams that played in the championship and did what he did on that team, what he's been doing for us, got an interception in the championship. Now, it didn't turn the tide of the game, but you also played on a couple other teams, and it seems like every time I watch a game with Clifton in, his name comes up, and it's associated with an interception or a pass breakup, and there's just not a lot of guys in the world called Duck. And we had one of our physios the previous year was a guy I served with in the reserves who was also last named Duck. And I knew they weren't related, but Duck's a freaking great name. And this guy hits, and this guy breaks things up. I knew who he was. Yeah,
did you see that hit in the middle of the field towards the end of the game?
Oh, yeah.
He knocked that ball out.
Yeah, oh.
That
was,
And before that, he got dinged up a little bit. And he got dinged up a little bit, and you wouldn't know it by the way he hit that guy. But anyway,
the hit that you were that was the one you were worried about getting called for targeting on?
Yeah,
where you were showing the referee, look at my shoulder, my shoulder, my shoulder.
That's
my shoulder.
The worst thing you want to see.
It was a clean, it was a beautiful hit, and it separated the man from the ball, which is what we love to see.
Right.
So, you're a veteran in this league. Tell us about your playing background. Where you started, where you've been, because it's quite a few names.
Okay, so actually in, theoretical terms, I'm not yet a vet because this is my third year here in the IFL, but I do have a good bit of experience being a full-year starter, having that under my belt, making it to the championship last year. But when I first entered the IFL, I actually started with Frisco. In Dallas, so I have a little experience in Texas with the Heat. But I played well. I was only out there for a couple games, like three or four, and that's how I actually got on to Sioux Falls with the Storm. We played them towards the end of the season, so that was kind of like a tryout when you come to a new league. Those last few games, whatever you can do against the teams you go against, that's your tryout for the rest of the league. But played well against them and ended up signing with them last year. And being able to get my feet under me in the IFL for real, getting a season under my belt. And honestly, I feel like it helped me, it pushed me for what I hope to be able to achieve this year. After getting a full season of experience, you get a little bit more adjusted and you can be more comfortable and play faster.
And where'd you play your college ball?
Oh, I went to App State, Appalachian State, up in Boone, North Carolina, up in the top of the mountains.
Yep. And you also played, was it in the NAL?
Yes, sir. I actually played with Nyquan Murray with Jacksonville Sharks.
There you go. Everywhere he's been, he's a good player. Oh, yeah, okay. Monica Martin asking the silly question. Did Clifton ever consider playing college football for the Oregon Ducks?
Oh, yeah. When I, so this generation, they kind of see all the sweet uniforms and jerseys. But when I was coming up, it was only Oregon. It was only Oregon with a bunch of judges, so everybody wanted to go there. It only helped that my name was Duck.
Yeah, well, you got Nike, right? There's your sponsor, so you get anything you want. Yeah, for sure. But, his experience is so critical right now because we brought in some young guys that hadn't played indoor football before. And to watch him, help cultivate their talents and letting them know what the rules are and where to be and all those things. It's these guys that have the multiple years of experience become almost like coaches on the field, and then in the meeting room too. So we've been having some really good meetings all week and in preparation and a lot of dialogue going back and forth. And it's good to have the vets in the room so you just don't hear the coach's voice, You hear everybody. So... But yeah, so give us your take of, I guess, where we're at right now with the defensive backfield and where we've come from to where we're at. How's that?
Okay, so for me first arriving, I would say we've definitely took a step each time. So from that point, we're ways ahead of me first getting here. Like Coach Manaj said, the communication is just more clear, I want to say. You understand what the man next to you wants to do, with how he sees the game, when certain formations come at us, how certain people see it or how they feel comfortable playing it. We had a conversation about each other's strengths and weaknesses, and that helps, you know. Like Coach Manai said, there's a short camp, so not having a camp at all was different. So just taking that time to grow, and just from putting the work in every day to where we are now, it's like night and day.
And I think the longer you play with somebody, right? If you know you got Gio in the middle and you're playing a corner, and you know now that Gio's going to be out this week, getting that ankle right for next week, you're going to move to the middle, right? And as part of that, it's not as big a transition because they've been communicating this whole time. Like, he knows where he's going to be on a play. Now he's going to be that guy telling, let's say, Wiley or Finley or whoever, Davenport, where they need to be. So he's going to take the role of being in the middle, and that he'll quarterback the DBs, you know. But the longer they play together, the better they're going to be. That's the bad thing about indoor football. If I could pinpoint one thing, is I'd love to keep Clifton here, you know, next 5 years, 6 years, right? As long as he wants to keep playing here, you know. But then it becomes harder and harder to keep vets and
right.
The numbers and the this and the that. And that's a real shame, because I think if you want to have the best football in the country in your league, then have guys that get an opportunity to play together for 3, 4, 5 years together. You'd see some unbelievable football. You really would. And I hope that changes. I do. I hope that changes, because I'd love to see these guys 2 years from now, how they'd be playing together. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Because if we got better in, what, 4 or 5 weeks?
Right.
What could we do in 4 or 5 years?
Right. Because the payoff that the gifting and mentoring that he's doing now will come to fruition. I'm looking forward to seeing you playing center, playing safety.
Oh, yeah.
Because that means you're going to be the one looking for even
I'll
more.
I'll make a prediction. 2 picks.
Yeah, I was going to say, two picks on that game and a breakup. I was telling, I can't remember who I was telling before, that when Clifton came in, every pass is defended. Yeah, they might be able to get a completion, but there's no huge, amazing.
Except when he slips.
Okay, right. Well, physically,
so, you know,
but
everyone
there.
No, just so
there.
Everyone knows, okay? Because when that we had a play against Duke City where the receiver looked like he could have had dinner in the end zone by himself, candlelight. He broke out. But what people didn't notice is what happened to him during that play. So why don't you explain it?
Oh yeah. So just a little foot placement, misplacement, and I ended up slipping. And it's a crazy story because, you know,
right.
At DB, when you slip, it's bad. Like, some positions on the field, I'm not, you know, downplaying any position on the field, but some positions on the field, if you take a wrong step, it's not all bad. But at DB, when you slip,
everybody
it's
knows.
All bad.
But I have to contrast, that was one play. When we started this season, it seemed like that was...
Oh, shut up, Ralph. Okay, so anyway...
The fans know. The fans
yeah, let's
know
talk about,
that was
let's
a
talk,
contrast.
No, really, let's talk about 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That should be fun. Come on. You ready, everybody? Come on. All right,
but
anyway.
That play was funny, though, because I will say, after it happened, you know, you just... It's the worst thing, like I said, at DB, and you're just like, oh, man, I got to go past the bench.
So, wait now. Here's the thing. So, what did he end up... What did he end up? What did I end up saying to you when you came to the bench?
You go get some new shoes. I said, yes, sir. He said, all right, well, let's keep going.
Because I saw him slip, right? So I'm like, you slipped, right? And he goes, yes, sir. And I said, just get some new shoes. He goes, yes, sir. Okay.
That was great.
It was.
It kept my head in the game.
But it did. And then you had a couple big plays after that. And that's what – listen, if you're a DB in indoor football – you're going to get people scoring on you, okay? You're going to get people scoring on you. What you try to do is you try to minimize it, obviously, but sometimes there's a great throw and a great catch. You know, sometimes that stuff happens. Sometimes you're going to slip. Sometimes you're going to get picked. things are going to happen. You have to have amnesia as a DB in this league. You really do. Because a normal person's mental state, like a person out the street, if we brought him into that same situation, you'd want to go home and hang yourself. And you can't be that way. You have to be, okay, that's one. Now I'm going to tighten it here. I'm going to do this, and we're going to fix it. And that's a big thing I try to tell these guys. Be risk takers, too. You know, I will never jump a guy who goes after a football with when he's in a position to get the ball. Go jump it. Well, what happens if he beats us? Then he beats us. Okay? But I'm telling you it's okay. You know, because that's how sometimes you got to make a turn a game around. You know, is one of those picks, one of those plays. Get a little separation now. Now you're not up by 7, you're up by 14. You know, and all those things matter. So we got great athletes back there. He's one of them for sure. And looking forward to seeing how we play against Mass.
Was it your mom that was on the field at the game? Was she at the game?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I want to end it with a question from his
oh,
mom,
Lord.
If that's okay.
Okay.
And this is a good. This is a really good.
Did you
one.
Clean your room?
No.
No. Okay.
How do you feel when players underestimate you? Because you're not the tallest guy. You're not the widest guy.
Mm-hmm. Did you say he's not the widest guy?
He's not the widest.
Oh, okay.
Guy. Yeah.
Sorry,
he's not. You know. Broad in the beam, and there are some corners and safeties that are just big dudes. They're fast.
Yeah.
But how do you feel when players underestimate you?
Oh, I love it.
I'm thinking actually. It's a loaded question. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. She knows that. She knows I love it because it gives me fuel, you know, and every day you chip away and you just try to get better. So you just add fuel to your fire and you keep it rolling. So when people underestimate me, it just gives me a reason to prove myself. You know, like people say, oh, you too small, you too this. That's why I come and I try to bring big hits. You know, people say, oh, you short. Okay, well, when that ball in the air, I'm going to be the one that come down with it. So it's like, it's always a challenge.
And he did on Tamarian Terry, literally ripped the ball out of his hands from his back, over his back.
Here's the other thing that's really unique, right, is that when I first saw him in person, like we brought him in, and you watch guys. I'm a big watcher of body language. And linemen, you know, linemen look like cattle going to the trough when they walk, okay?
Plodding.
They lumber, right? Average, like Vinny bounces around, you know? Mm-hmm. This guy, the fast guys, they walk slow and purposeful, and they got a little gait, you know? And that's when you know you got an athlete, right? You have an athlete. Then you watch him on the field, and it's almost like he can go from point A to point B, and it's almost like a glide rather than, you know, lumbering to get to a spot. You know, it's virtually like he's there, and all of a sudden he's here, and he can capture ground fast.
Lateral and in reverse.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if people appreciate that. It's the absolute hardest position on the football field. It's harder than being a quarterback. It's harder than doing anything because you're on an island on all these plays and you're playing one-on-one with people. And he's doing a great job for us. We're really happy he's here. What are you guys laughing at?
I love y'all too.
Bring on the luck with a talented duck. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I guess we need a break here.
Yeah, and, sounds good. Hey, thanks for coming on.
Thank
appreciate you.
Good to
thank
see you again.
So
sit
thank
tight
you,
for
everybody.
A second. Don't take off like Gio did.
Yeah, and, others did. Don't be Gio.
Don't be Gio.
All right, we'll be back with the second half of the third quarter. Stick around. We're just going to run a quick ad. Don't go anywhere. You're watching Brandon.
It's like clearly like hockey
thank
and football. Had a baby.
Great job.
Okay.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Can you get by?
Okay.
Good.
Let's go, Gunslingers. Let's go, baby. Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're going to get hooked.
Got 5 seconds. I need this yet. You know the drill. Corner of the mouth.
Bang, bang.
All right, here we go. Losing coach off the right side.
Okay, I'm coming back.
Yes, and we are, in fact, coming back. Welcome back to Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital for the bottom part of the third quarter. And everyone should recognize this face by now. It's Sam Castronova. All right, Sam, leading quarterback in the league in all stats that matter. Having a good year so far?
Yes.
I need to shove this in the corner of your mouth.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Put it in my mouth. Okay.
No, edge of your mouth.
No, did he? Okay. It's been a great time. What are the quarterback stats that don't matter? I'm curious.
The quarterback stats that don't matter?
Yeah, you said in all the stats.
All the stats that matter.
Tell him, Sam. Go ahead. I'm glad you're on it. Thank God somebody else gets it.
No, it's been great so far. I mean, we obviously have had our ups and downs, but I mean, the sky's the limit with this team, and like Coach said, we can control our own destiny going here on out. So that's our plan, is to win every game. Every game is a playoff game, and we're going to treat it as such.
Yeah, I mean, and everyone's like, hey, what's going on with the offense the last couple weeks, and this and that. And hey, let's be honest, we were all banged up, right? And everybody, and we played through it. Everyone's on track now. We're good to go. We're looking forward to finishing the season strong. It's a huge part of it. But keep in mind this. I mean, I cannot express this enough, right? We win because of him, okay? We win because of him, whether he's running for 100 yards or whether he's throwing for 250 yards. We win because of him. So, no, nobody's got Coach Fuller's offense figured out. Sam's not on crutches, and doesn't have torn everything. Okay, just be patient, people. Sometimes teams play well, and I tell these guys all the time after the game, is it what we want? No, because I'm old. I don't want to die of a heart attack, okay? But I tell them all the time is that winning a professional football game is so, so hard to do, and when you do it, be happy for yourselves. Be happy for yourselves. Could we play better? Of course we could. We're going to have a game where it all clicks.
Yeah.
And when it all clicks and we win by like 50
Boom.
Points and this and that, what's everyone going to say then? Oh, well, you know what? You didn't line up properly for...
Why didn't you do it the previous week?
Yeah. You know, right.
Yeah, that's the thing that's encouraging is we haven't played a full game yet, offense, defense, and special teams.
Right, we're still going up. You're still going up.
It's week
escalator,
14,
not elevator.
Right. So, yeah, like we were in Albany 2 years ago, we just have to reach our peak at the right time, and I think we can do that. And like he said, 10 straight games before the bye week was or 9 straight games before the bye week was a lot. With no bye weeks at all, our bodies were a little banged up.
Plus camp.
So there were some guys with some lingering things going on, but we're ready to hit the ground running here.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, and the other part of it is, as great as Sam is, as great as Naquan is, as great as DJ is, great as Kali is, it's a timing, and Upshaw, right? It's a timing thing where it takes time for it to maturate. It's got to keep building and building and building. So now where they almost become psychic. You know, Sam scrambles, they know where to go for Sam to get him the ball, right? But that takes time. The offensive line knows that Sam likes to sometimes roll out. They're getting used to the fact, right? So they're staying on their blocks longer. They're doing all kinds of things. I mean, look, he's thrown, 53 touchdowns now?
Something like that.
I think it's 53 touchdowns, three interceptions. Come on. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And we're going to have dumbass questions saying, you know, is something wrong or is this and that? He threw 53 touchdowns in a professional football game. Right?
There's also not a lot of quarterbacks at this point in the season that have played every game that their team has played.
Right.
There are several teams that have been rotating in and out quarterbacks.
Right. Out of necessity because they can either run or pass. He can do both.
Right. Necessity
here's the other one I love.
They keep getting sacked. He doesn't get sacked very often.
Who was the commentator who said, what was the guy about your running?
Oh, Bay Area.
Bay Area's commentator goes, well, yeah, Sam Castronova is a great quarterback. He can throw the ball. He's not a runner. He's just a thrower. And I'm thinking, watch a film.
Meanwhile, I have more rushing touchdowns than their quarterback.
Right. You have more rushing touchdowns than several running backs. And
a lot of running backs.
Yeah, almost every other quarterback.
So that's what I'm saying is that people, ask, if you want to ask a question, ask a legitimate question about football, not about speculation, because some of the information you get, and not from us, just isn't right, okay? Sam's a, listen, what did I say what Sam was when I announced I was bringing him here? He's a combination between Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. He's big, strong, he'll run, and he's Mahomes, he'll throw the hell out of the ball, right?
And he'll scare the heck out of you when it comes to improvising, and you'll ask him why the hell he did that.
And then you'll be happy I did.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I don't ask anymore. I just go, it worked. Or if it didn't work, I just keep looking down like this. So, no, and you know what? Listen, the first thing I did when I talked to Sam to bring Sam in was I hired what I felt like was the best offensive coordinator available. And not only available, but just a great offensive coordinator. So, and the first question Sam asked me is, who are we going to get for a coordinator? Right? Because that relationship has to be special.
Match meet gasoline.
Two. Yeah. And I think that's even getting better and better and better and better. You know, I'm fortunate I get to be on the headset, right? So during the games. So I'm on the headset, the offense on. I'll say to Coach Fuller, I said, okay, you got 2 timeouts, ball's on the 13. You got, you know, this, there's, you know, minute 30 on the clock. And we'll chat for a second. I go, what do you got? He goes, I'm going to run da da da. I go, great. And then the play will be going on, and he'll go, Sam. He's talking to himself, and he'll go, Sam, didn't you see so-and-so? Well, no, because he had a linebacker in his grill. He couldn't see him, right? But more often than not, to hear Coach Fuller, when he makes a great call and Sam execute it, it's kind of nice. It's like a father-son kind of thing, you know. He's proud of him, and he's like, that-a-way, kid, and great job, and this and that. And it's funny the emotions that go through a football game, right? I mean, it's pretty neat how you go, and try to keep you as even cool as you can. Hey.
Thank you, Susan. I don't think so. I'm going to stay out of politics.
What did Susan
say? Going forward.
Sam for president 2024.
Who said that? My wife?
Your
wife.
Yes. Yeah. We had another question from Monica Martin about how did you develop your relationship with your receivers over the course of the first 10 games?
That's a good one.
Just gradually. I mean, we worked hard in camp to just kind of get the timing down. Every guy runs his routes differently. I mean, DJ's 6'3". We call him Crazy Legs because he gets long strides and he gets open differently than Naquan, who's about in between him and Kali. Kali's a burner. So they all run routes differently, but just repetition in practice and even in the games. They all have over 40 catches. Even Austin Upshaw, our ex, has over 40 catches. So we've just developed the chemistry throughout, and Nooney's been banged up a couple games. Mm-hmm. Kylie stepped up right in his position and done a great job. So we'll just keep getting all of them involved and keep building our chemistry and, like I said, just keep getting better at the right time.
And that's, again, we preach it, escalator, not elevator, right? We want to peak in July is when we want to be playing our best football. Now, obviously, in June, we got to keep winning football games because that. But he was in the room when I talked about it. I said, this is your roadmap to the championship. And I said, this guy's playing this guy, this guy's playing this guy. If you win, we move up. This guy the next week is playing this guy and this guy. If we win, we move up. So we really do control our own destiny. Mm-hmm. Because finally they got to start playing each other. Plus, I think we're a game or two behind everybody else because we already had our bye weeks. Mm-hmm. We're
technically only half game back of San Diego right now.
Oh, you mean in the rankings?
Yeah.
Yeah. A half a game back. So everyone, relax. We're okay, you know. And like I said, a testament to these guys, 5 out of the 7 last games, you know, to have wins. I mean, I want you to think about that. If, you know, an average season in the NHL was 9-10 games.
And to us, that's not good enough. So
yeah, right.
We're determined to keep going.
Right, right. Yeah, we have a goal. We won't share that, but we have a goal, a team goal, what we want to accomplish. And but that's a big part of it. I want to ask you before you go, tell us about the boys back home. How they're doing.
Yeah.
The boys are doing great. If I could, I'd show you guys videos. But
are they coming in with your mom and dad?
They'll be here for both the next 2 home games. So they'll be here for Mass and Frisco. So that'll be a lot of fun. But Tatum's 20 months, almost 21 months. He is a terror. He gives my wife a lot of problems back home. But he's just like Gio's son. He just wants to be outside 24/7. So yep. Anytime he goes inside, it's like screaming bloody murder. But he loves outside. He rides his little bike around, goes on walks. So he's a ton of fun. And then our little three-month-old Trey, he's a sweet little angel. I asked Tatum why he can't be more like him more all the time. My wife gets a good job.
And Tatum says, because I'm going to be an offensive lineman.
He is. He is. But my wife does a great job taking care of them back home while I'm here. So can't wait to see them soon here.
And I really helped her out. I sent him home with a cowbell on the break.
Yeah, he gave me a cowbell for Tatum. I said, my wife's going to love this.
Oh, yeah. That's like buying your...
She hit it like after a day.
Yep, it's
like when you can tell your in-laws really don't like you, they buy your child a drum set.
Yeah, right. I got him a cowbell. Yeah. But no, it'll
starter.
Be great. It'll,
starter.
And listen, I'll tell you what. You guys can all put this in the bank. No father plays better than when his kids are there.
Yeah.
And I don't care how old they are. Okay, when your wife and your kids are in that arena, you play at a different level. Okay, so get ready. Those are going to be two fun home games for us. I think that applies to a lot of our guys and their families coming in. But you know, it's special because his mom and dad as well are great people. You know, and they're going to be staying here for that time. And it's just great. And I know I've got family coming in, and the grandkids are coming in, and the girls, my daughters, are coming in. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So, yeah. But we want to be in position at that point, you know, to make our move. And we want two hard ones. Think about this. We were talking about it today. No one has our schedule. Like, nobody has our schedule.
We have six games in the East, and five of them are versus the top three teams.
But we just to put things in perspective, right, in our next four games, we play Mass, who's always a perennial, okay? And then we had Northern Arizona, who's like in second place right now, or third place. Then we come back and we play Mass again. Frisco, and then Mass at home. Again, those four teams are all in the top three. Okay, and that's okay. You know, it's good. I love playing against good teams. I know he does too. We love playing against great competition. But that's a tough four games. That's a tough four games. And then you add going to Boston, coming home, going to Arizona, coming home, and then having a game that following Saturday.
Yeah, the only top team we don't play is the one in Green Bay. That's the only top team.
I would love this. I mean, maybe this, I'm being prejudicial a little bit, but I would love to have a crossover. I'd like to have it be a crossover where if a fourth place team in the West is better than a fourth place team or a fifth place team in the East, you do a crossover where
that team makes a playoff.
Yeah.
You play to play like a play-in game.
Right. Right. I would love to do that, but I'll tell you what. I think a lot of the teams in the East would be really surprised how good the West is.
I can't disagree there.
You know, the West is really good. Really, really good conference. So, and I'm glad we're in it. It's fun. It'll mean a lot more.
Alex Schubert saying, so basically NHL playoff format. XFL Mike G saying CFL style.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the commissioner who always watches the show is happy to hear
Todd,
all
of our
input.
I apologize for everything I always say, but I mean, Todd.
He's used to being on the rules committee, and you know.
I used to be. I used to be on the rules and competition committee, and I get here, and I have a couple things. One is we got to get rid of the veteran rule, or we got to up it where it's realistic. Okay, maybe 12. And why are we counting the kicker? As you know, that goes against our vet thing, right? That makes no sense to me.
Well, that might be a burr in the saddle that we can address in the fourth quarter.
I'm just saying, though. I think that and now you got guys. Well, Sam next year will be a vet.
Yeah.
Right. So now he's going to have
Murray be a vet next year.
Murray's going to be a vet next year. DJ
Ducks
is a vet.
Duck's going to be a vet.
Duck's going to be a vet next year. Right. So when you guys see me sign guys and we have 15 vets in the preseason.
Well, we started the year that way.
Right, and what did I kept saying? They won't be here.
Yeah.
Because attrition, guys right. get jobs, guys got married, guys Camp. Had this, you know. Right, so there was always something that was going on. Sam, what do you got to say before we go?
Love you, honey. Love you, fam. Gunslinger Nation, stay with us. Stay patient. Like somebody commented earlier.
What'd they say?
Give the Aaron Rodgers relax.
Yeah.
We got this, all right?
We got it. Right. Well, thanks, Sam. Appreciate you being on, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Always
good
a pleasure
to have you again. And we'll be back with our fourth quarter in just a bit. You're watching Branded Live from Matanga's Pizzeria.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Like literally like hockey and football, had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go Gunslingers, let's go baby, woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
And welcome back to Branded Live from Matanga's Pizzeria as we kick off our fourth quarter and our discussion of the next game as it will be in up in Lowell, Massachusetts, playing the Lowell Pirates. And for those that are here in San Antonio, the watch party is at Main Events North, and I've been told the theme for that night is Punch a Pirate. Well, I mean, if you can find any at Main Event North, we'll have to let SAPD know.
How about some poor guy who just looks like a pirate?
Wanders
goes there
in.
For dinner, and he gets mauled. Right? Or how about is some, what is that drink?
It's not how we are in Texas.
Captain Morgan's?
Yeah. Orders Captain Morgan a rum punch.
There you go.
And gets punched.
There you go. Yeah. No, it's all good.
We did have a question during the break from Weston Colon. If the league put out a poll, how many fans do you think would want to change the veterans rule?
I think over 85% of football people, fans, would want to change the rule because it gives you the absolute best athletes in the country playing your sport in your league.
And your team, they become your team because those are your guys. They're there year after year with your team.
I'll tell you this right now. I've had at least 9 players come to me and ask me about 2025 already.
I don't doubt it.
Like, when can we sign our contract? When can I guarantee that I can come back? You know, things like that. And God, as a coach, that just makes you feel so good. You know, one is that they want to be here and accomplish their goals, but two is they're great football players, and the ones that ask are premier guys. So I've had one guy say, when I'm not here, I'm going home. If I'm not here, I'm going home. I've had more than one guy say that to me. So it's hard to beat what we have.
Let's get into the opening analysis, what Vegas thinks. Bay State Buccaneers. Why do you call them Bay State Buccos? I'm not sure why, Alex, but the Pirates are favored by 7.
Good.
Which effectively means only by half a touchdown, because you get 3 for playing at home, and the over-under at 89.5. Thank you, Alex Schuberth, who does the Wager Wednesday promo on Sports Coast to Coast.
Okay. I mean, what do I say to that?
Well,
okay.
Yeah, it should be an interesting matchup, according to Monica. San Antonio has a strong offense. Second, they say second, we say first. And Massachusetts has a traditionally strong defense.
Okay, so let's, and again, facts, okay? We've won 5 of our last 7. They've lost 5 of their last 6. Just saying.
So are they on a learning streak?
No, I think what they're going through is they're going through what we went through at the beginning of the year, okay? Listen. I know Jawad and Hassan, the owners, very well. I have a lot of respect for them. I have a lot of respect for the franchise. I'll just tell you this. It's you couldn't find – oh, here's a great way of describing Mass. We get transaction reports every day. But when you also pull up their roster, you also get other information like who's on IR – this, that, and then they have a section called advanced.
Right.
Okay.
That have gone on to...
Gone on to upper leagues.
Right.
Their list is like that long, and it's NFL, NFL, CFL, XFL, UFL, you know, they bring in unbelievable football players, okay? But just like us, when you bring in unbelievable football players that haven't played together and you're constantly having to replace because you're losing players either for advance or injury or other things.
Cohesion.
That cohesion is everything at this time of the year, right? Now, do I think they'll be ready for us? Yeah. Do I think we're going to get the best version of them? Absolutely.
We get the best version of everybody we play, Coach.
I like that, though. I mean, I've always had that. Like, I've always had teams want to play us, and Duke City played us like it was everything, right? Like, it was their whole year, the way they played us. I love that. I love the fact that they did. I think Tulsa did that. I think Tucson did that. I think San Diego did that. I think Northern Arizona did that. I think... You know, Vegas, of course, we didn't have a great game, but, you know, Mike had them ready, and we were just coming out of the diapers, you know, at that point. So, again, I think Mass is going to be a extremely close, hard-fought football game, probably come down to last possessions.
We've had a lot of those.
Yeah, but that's indoor football.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's – you hope for stops on defense, and – I have a saying on defense, you know, great pass rush creates interceptions and great coverage creates sacks.
And we've been seeing more of that.
Yeah.
From our defensive line.
Let me tell you what, our defense, we work really hard because we don't want to have to go in the locker room and say, sorry, offense. Right. We want to, you know, just as much talent as we have on the offense, now we have on the defense. Where that wasn't necessarily the case in the beginning of the year. And now we have no excuses if we don't perform well. So I think our defense is getting better. I think our offense is going to get better. Even though they've been great, I think they're going to continue to keep getting better. Coach Fuller, Coach Johnson work real hard at that. I work with the defense with the coaches, you know, Coach Richardson and Coach McKinney, and we work real hard on getting the defense right, and I think that's going to continue to get better as well.
did have a question for you from Joseph Rodriguez during the season. I see you on the sidelines every game, but have you made changes on any offenses or defensive plays this season?
Plays?
Well, he asked about plays.
Have we made changes?
On plays and specific plays.
Yes, lots of them, every week. It's a great question because some teams, I call them lazy teams, and you hope they're not at this level, but I've experienced playing against guys that run the same stuff week after week after week, regardless of scouting reports, regardless of watching film and doing things. And we literally will create a new offensive playbook and a new defensive playbook every week for our opponents, regardless if we played them before or not. So, yes, great question. We do change offense and defensive plays. And if you're asking me in the headset, I pretty much call the defense from the bench. And then Chris is out there. But it's a collaboration of everybody's opinion on what we should do. But I guess the final call kind of rests on me. And I've taken that over lately in the last several weeks. So,
yeah, Joseph Rodriguez with a follow-up question. Do you make adjustments and change the plays different from the coordinators?
Yes. Well, not offensively, because offensively all I can do really with Coach Fuller is, and all I want to do with Coach Fuller is I'll just give him kind of schematics, okay, of what's going on that he may not be aware of. Or I may suggest that we slow the game down a little bit, or we speed the game up a little bit, or whatever, based on clock management.
And he's been so good at that this year.
What's that?
With clock management.
Well, yeah, but see, clock management's a collaboration, right? It's communication from the bench. It's him on the field. It's Sam, you know, all that. But, yeah, Coach Fuller's great at that. Coach Johnson helps him extremely well in that department. Defensively, yeah, I've overread a lot of defensive calls. And, you know, for the most part, I've been pretty good with it. I mean, as far as, like, we practice it so much during the week. You know, you'll do a defensive play, 30, 40 times during the week at practice, just one play. So you'll know what should work, what shouldn't work, when it's time to gamble, when it's time to play conservative, when it's time to read the offense versus attacking. But I can tell the fans this, and I'll put this out there right now. You're going to see a much, much more aggressive defense moving forward to the second half of the season.
Well, I'm excited by the prospect of that because it's been getting kind of nasty and aggressive as it is at an individual level. So this is going to be at a scheme level?
Oh, yeah. We've only begun our nastiness.
Okay.
But within the boundaries of, you know, the rules, of course.
No,
you know, but when I say nasty is, here, I'll give you a great example. Everyone knows what a press defense is for the defensive backs. They get real close. They try to hand combat a little bit off the line. They deter the receiver from going off.
Slow the routes from developing.
So we're watching film, and we're watching a mass film today in meetings. And they had a receiver who, it was actually the running back. The running back came from jet motion, and then he settled on the wall. Not 3 yards off the line of scrimmage, but he was literally settling on the wall because when the play was over, he kind of leaned back on the wall, right? And the defensive back, they were playing Green Bay, the defensive back was about 3 yards away from him, and that was it. And he didn't have any deep coverage responsibilities. That was his man. So I stopped the film and I said, I want to put that guy on the wall over the wall. Not literally, but I want to press him to the point where when the ball snapped and he settles there, I want to come up and whack him. He's within the 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and yet the defensive back for Green Bay didn't even make any contact with him. And my reasoning was, if you hit him and take him out, right? And I don't mean take him out of the game. I mean just hit him and take him out of the play.
Out of the play, right.
All of a sudden now it becomes three receivers, not four, three potential receivers.
The final checkdown's not there.
So now you take the two high motion guys. Let's just take them out of the equation. So you have two stationary guys now. And now you have the other stationary guy on the opposite wall. If you come up and hit him, now this quarterback only has two options. So he only has his two high motion guys, right? So a lot of what defensive play is, is not just making the play and being reactive. It's being proactive in the sense that you want to get after them, so you start eliminating options. And that's what I mean by getting nasty, is just playing a very aggressive defensive backfield this week. So
should that do it for our analysis of the game so we can get out of here?
What was that one?
The bottom one here?
Yeah.
This was in a conversation between Alex and Monica's expectation. Alex's expectation is that Benny starts. We'll have to keep an eye on transaction page to see if Pirates make a move involving a quarterback currently on the roster.
They just traded one to Tucson.
Because there was, Monica's question was, is Benefield still hurt? Will Degenhardt start for Mass? Don't know at this point, but one can only wonder.
They traded Peterson to Tucson for futures.
So we know you're watching the transaction roster.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Yeah. Yeah. And, I think part of that is helping Billy. And the other part of that is they had three quarterbacks. So, yeah. Yeah, we don't know who's going to start for them. Who knows with them? And
every time we've been planning, it hasn't been the guy who actually started.
Well, even if they start, they don't finish
right
with us. They always change quarterbacks with us. So they either go from a runner to a passer or a passer to a runner, depending on where they think they have the best opportunity. So, yep, that's it.
All right, and that'll do it. We'll come back for our meet and greet sign-off at the end. You've been watching Branded Live from Matenga's Pizzeria, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Welcome to the Vegas!
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard. And we play hard and eat good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matenga's. Voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matenga's near you.
Guns up, slices up.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Yeah, this will wrap up our show here for the night, as we call this the meet and greet portion for week 14. Make sure you have liked and subscribed before you go tonight. And now it's time for that very special moment in our show.
Miss Susan, I love you and I miss you already. Eli, Mila, and Liliana, time to go to bed. God bless everybody.
This has been Branded for June 12th, 2024. And as always, we have some things we didn't even talk about. My goodness, completely forgot. We got to mention the June 23rd, six shooters camp at Premier Ballet Company and just announced tomorrow. Please be looking on the website for details about the Gunslingers camp. We have that slated for July 15th. Details will be on the website tomorrow. And I guess, yeah, that will do it for our show. And as always, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.